Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing? We made it. We're here.
Real nice. All right, great episode for you guys today. Really fast, but before we do this, you'll probably just hear an ad, so we don't even need to say anything
more. There you go.
Should we tell people the tactic about the podcast? Probably not, because there's probably not enough people that do podcasts that make this make any sense.
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave that for the folks that really do podcasts, but we got a great episode for you guys today. It's called Poles in the Water. If you've listened to us at any time in the last 6 years, we've always discussed, eventually Zuckerberg or that one channel is going to go away.
Yeah.
And while it hasn't gone away, it has become pretty damn expensive, competitive to market in a marketplace that, everybody's throwing their ads on.
Yep.
So we came up with this concept called poles in the water, and it really comes from the deep sea fishing charter boats, right? Like, yeah. I love it. We've gone fishing a couple times, and every time I get a chance to, when I'm on the coast, I try to get on a damn boat somewhere.
Yep.
And unfortunately, weather plays a big role in fishing, and the last couple of times we've been kind of rained out, or there's a storm brewing, or the swells are too high, and it's like the captain calls us the night before, like, hey, we got to cancel the charter. Which brings me to a second point, complete tangent. How about a business that's contingent on weather? Unreliable is that? You've got a fishing charter and skiing.
Yeah.
Both
of them. Yep.
So skiing is contingent on getting a ton of snow, and fishing is contingent on the weather for fish biting, but the safety of the boaters, right?
Yeah.
So it's just so weird. Like, we complain about things in our business, but like at the end of the day, imagine having the unpredictability of a business that was contingent on weather.
No, thank
you. Oh, golf.
Yeah.
You sure. know? So anyways, total tangent, but back to the fishing, charter. So if you've ever gone deep sea fishing and you do trolling, because a lot of times you're going out, 20 miles off the coast. And it's usually when the reef drops and you get this like good fishing pockets, but on your way out, usually throw lines in the water, because you want to catch something on the way out. You're either looking for bait fish or, trying to find a school or whatever while you're going out into your fishing spot. And on a fishing charter, you've got poles that line the sides and on the back and sometimes up high. You've got all these lines running out into the water behind you. And they're all kind of at different depths and different bait, and some are real deep, kind of have some bait on them, and then some are skipping on top of the water, and some are in the middle. And what you're trying to do by having all the different poles in the water is trying to attract different styles of fish when you come across a pocket.
Yep.
Or a lone sailfish or something. And the same is true with your marketing at your gym. You can't just rely on that one piece of bait skipping on top of the water and hope that's going to bring in all your fish.
Yeah. It's like putting all your eggs in one basket, right?
Yeah. And, it's from 2015 to 2019, all you had to do was run some Facebook ads, and you would fill up your gym pretty damn quick. Well, fast forward to 2025 and even into the future, that's no longer the case. You have to be at a lot of places doing a lot of things with a lot of different messages, because each medium has a different style or format in which they like to produce, or you have to present, your ads. Right? So you have different, aspect ratios and vertical versus horizontal. Some are static, some are video, and like there's all these different things. So I want to kind of share with you what we've been doing here over the last quarter to kind of drive in all of our consultations. And it ain't one thing.
No.
So kind of reviewing this. So practicing what we preach, own a gym, and we know that Facebook ads are just one piece of the puzzle. Yes, I think that's one of the best pieces of the puzzle, but we didn't stop there. In December, we ran something called, we call it our holiday gift card campaign. Yep. And basically what it is we sent out to all of our clients a Christmas gift. We had a letter with it, and we attached a couple of gift cards, one for them to use and one, you know, a couple for their friends and family to re-gift. And that expires in March. And so like all through the first quarter, people are coming back in and claiming those gift cards, and they're here for 30 days or whatever the gift card is. And that's brought in, I think, 11 people.
Okay.
Okay. I just talked to one of our Iron Circle members. He's gotten 7. Okay. And some of his other ad channels have brought in 0. So mm-hmm. like just having that alone, now he's got 2. Because if he just relied on the one, which was the Facebook ads, nothing's come in on that.
Yeah.
Right. We flew a banner for 30 days. One of the tried and true things here, every city's different. And some have different rules and regulations. We can only put our banner up for 30 days. So we had to take it down recently, but you know, we attracted a couple on that. Wasn't that great this year. Then we did direct mail. We said, okay, instead of blanketing the entire, you know, zip code yeah. with 12,000 homes or whatever with a one-time drop, we decided to kind of focus in on the pockets where our clients lived, and then we put 4 or 5 drops in a matter of 30 days into a market, okay? On top of that, we did something that we just developed, which is an AI SMS bot going after all of our old leads. Okay. That's brought in 5 consultations, 5 shows, 3 conversions.
Nice.
And these are just dead leads we've had in our database that we went back after, and we created a bot agent that's going out and having full blown conversations with people.
Just on that real quick, right? You've paid for the lead once, you've acquired the lead, it's in the system, but something like that allows you to remarket to them pull the wins out of an existing list. Right. And you know, the reason I bring that up is because we quite often forget about the leads that we've generated when the next lead hits the front of the top of the funnel. And we try to remind gym owners all the time, there's value in your list as long as you're nurturing that list and then eventually asking for that sale. Right.
There's tons of value.
Yeah.
And it's like the easiest thing you could do. If you don't have a CRM that has your list or your contacts, that's probably step one.
Yeah.
You know,
segmentation,
but just having a database so that you can click a few buttons and get an email out or a message out. We do SMS marketing. We do email marketing, right? We did past client win backs. We've done, over this last quarter. And then we also did, we have referral campaigns. Okay. Referral campaigns were tied to that gift card as well. But in the past, some of the things that have worked was rewards-based things, like things that you had to earn and not...
You couldn't buy.
Couldn't buy. Yeah. So again, going back to the poles in the water concept, we did direct mail, banner, gift card marketing, of course, Facebook. We also did Google. That was another one. Mm-hmm. We're still doing Google.
SMS,
referrals, emails, SMS. So like 9 different poles in the water, all bringing a couple of consultations each. And you know, some of them cost money, some don't cost anything. And that's where we see gym owners fail so miserably, is they put one single Facebook ad out for one offer, not even variations of that ad. And then they say Facebook doesn't work, or my agency sucks, or, you know, we're not getting any clients, we're not growing. And then on the other side of that coin is we see gyms that do have a winning campaign that don't even understand that what they have in front of them, and they don't even know to press the gas and spend more to scale that particular campaign up.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
So it's just an education around the mediums, the hooks, the audience temperatures, all of that, which we've done plenty of shows on, to the winning campaigns that, okay, knowing and tracking your numbers to say like, hey, every dollar I put into this campaign, I get $2 out and I get a client that's paying me for 18 months. Like, why not spend more there?
Sure.
And so like when you get a winning campaign, it is so important to press the gas. I can't say that enough. And the reason I say that is getting a winning campaign is not easy.
Correct. Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. And if you've run a campaign, if you've run ads for any specific length of time over 18 or 12, 24 months, and not just your first month, like you don't realize how hard it is to get a winning campaign. You think it just happens. It doesn't just happen. It is so difficult. It's the time of the year. It's the competition. It's the CPMs in the market. It's your offer. It's the everything. It's what's going on in the White House. Yeah. Has a lot to do with the effect that. Affects the people reacting. Culture. It's just insanity. So when you do have a winner, you need to press the gas. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, but you have to your point, though, the education has to be there. You have to be able to realize that that's a winning campaign, and I think you're right. I think most gym owners don't understand what they have or the math behind that campaign.
Yeah.
You know, we say it all the time. When you're acquiring clients, the CPL, the cost per lead, is basically irrelevant as long as you're acquiring them at a cost that's equal to what you're spending to acquire them from the marketplace in the first 30 days. We talk about it all the time, ROAS, right? Return on your ad spend. Those are the winning campaigns, right? When you can identify that, that is where you press the gas. But you have to understand the math that goes into it, and you have to be on top of that. You can't just assume that it's a losing campaign because the cost per lead is real high. Mm-hmm. If those people are walking in your gym and signing up, that doesn't matter. That's a win. You know what I mean? And so I think a lot of gym owners are, I would say for every gym owner I speak to that's running an ad campaign, I probably talk to two that aren't, that don't, that have never run paid ad traffic, right? They rely on referrals. And, you know, even with the fact of a referral, like you're incentivizing referrals or running a referral campaign, it's still only one pole in the water. And it's not, you know, like, again, you have to, at this point, guys, if you're not playing some paid marketing, you're really leaving your most of the opportunity on the table. But the fear of doing so is eliminated when you know the math behind what you're doing and you can track that data.
100%. And I would say that a lot of gyms that don't run ads is the fear of it, but they've also maybe even been burned by an agency. Yeah. Agencies in the fitness marketing space have a bad reputation, and for good reason, for great reason. A lot of them are scumbags. I mean, let's just put it on the table. Like they took your money, they ran some stupid thing that they say works for everybody and doesn't work for you, and you move on. But there's also an incongruency between the KPIs that the agency is looking at and the KPIs a gym owner should be looking at. The KPI an agency almost all the time looks at is cost per lead.
Yep.
Their job is to get you leads. They got you a ton of them. And you've got zero sales from those said leads, and now everybody's pointing fingers at each other. You're pointing fingers at the agency like, hey, these leads suck, and the agency is saying you suck at sales.
Yep.
When it really depends. Both people could be right in that situation.
Correct, yeah.
Both people could be right. Now, I will say this. We've had episodes on this. Is the hook in the market affects the close rate 100%.
And retention potentially.
and retention. So
I just had this conversation with the gym owner yesterday.
The hook itself, what you bring when somebody reacts to a free offer or something that is a quick fix or the appearance of a quick fix, well, that's what they were attracted to. So they come to you for the quick fix. You either deliver the quick fix or you don't. Either way, they leave.
You could be wrong. Yeah, exactly.
You can't win in that situation. So when an agency tells you to run a free week, free 30 days, free X, free Y, with no system behind it to make sure you get rid of the tire kickers, then I think it's the agency's fault, because the agency... This is a double-edged sword. I'm gonna get into a tangent here, because this is very difficult for me in the world that we live in today. In a typical marketing agency, let's just say it's a magazine, for example, they're selling you ad space in a magazine. The magazine goes out to a distribution, and they've got 10,000 eyeballs. The magazine does not tell you what to run as the offer.
Correct.
Okay, so the magazine says, what is your offer? What do you want? You give us the creative. We'll help you design it. But what your hook is, you tell us, gym owner, and we'll put it in this ad on this page, and then we'll get it out to the people. Now, I don't believe that's the best use of your dollars, but this is the case of a magazine. Now, come to digital marketing. It's like flipped in reverse. The agency is telling the gym what the offer is.
Yeah.
The agency is telling the gym, this is what's working online right now for all these other gyms. You should do it too. And then the gym itself has to adapt to the offer that the agency says is working. Now, working from the agency's point of view is different from working from the gym's point of view. Working from the agency's point of view is cost per lead's low. Mm-hmm. We're getting you $10 cost per lead, $7 cost per leads. We get you 200 of them if you give us $1,500. Okay, well, you got 200 damn leads, but what if none of those leads turn into clients? Whose fault is it?
Right.
So what really needs to happen is the agency and the gym need to work together and create a marketing message that's congruent with the deliveries of the said gym. And then the agency needs to wordsmith the copy in the images to reflect what the gym is going to deliver to the end consumer. Because if the consumer comes in on some quick fix, whiz bang, you know, hook trial, whatever it is, and now the gym's got to deliver on something that they're not prepared to do or don't have systems built around, well, there's a big breakdown.
Absolutely.
And so that's where this is all screwed up, is because when we were an agency, we made sure that the gyms were able to provide what the ad said. We're very involved on the gym system side
of it. Yeah.
Like, we've got these things, and typically what we would use to offer is a trial of some sort to what the gym was already doing.
Correct.
So the first call that we would have with the gym was like, here, what is your trial right now? If someone to come in and try you out, what does that look like? 2 weeks, 1 week, 21 days. Cool. What do you get with it? Two sessions a week, semi-private, whatever, unlimited large group. Do you do nutrition? Do you not? And like, we would build the ads around what the gym was delivering. Mm-hmm. And it's just not that way. And so when I was on a couple mastermind calls with these other agencies, I would get heated when I would tell these agencies, because there'd be a bunch of little heads that are all little agencies trying to get business. I say, you guys need to be quiet. You're not the experts when it comes to running a gym. We even saw agencies giving the gym's nutrition plans to give to the clientele. Who's the expert here?
Exactly.
So anyways, I'm very sided with that. But at the same time, the agency's in a bad spot, because if they don't run something that works, quote unquote works, they're going to get fired. So it's just weird. It's just a weird relationship between agency and gym.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around, and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG. That's built to grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
You have to kind of think of an agency like an ad buyer, right? Like their job is the location. Maybe they work with the audience and dialing in where the eyes are, right? But the message should be, like to your point, should be coming from the gym. The offer should be coming from the gym. It's not that case with agencies. And you see that, right? And the reason we see free being pushed by agencies is because, of course, it's going to generate the highest number of leads for the lowest cost mm-hmm. per lead. That looks great from the agency's seat because they provide you a bunch of leads. At the end of the day, to Tim's point, are those leads, is it congruent with your offering? Can it, when you bring somebody in for free and then you have to charge them $500, $600, $700 a month, is there a breakdown there? Can they even afford your services if we're giving it away? There's a million things that go into it, but the gym owner, it's your responsibility to think through that entire process and make sure that there's congruency with what's being said in the ads to what you deliver upon and the goals of the business to keep and retain clients for the long haul. Short-term bracketed programs, challenges, all of that type of stuff, right? We talk about the lifestyle client versus the results driven. Mm-hmm. If your ads speak to driving a specific result in a short period of time, you're going to get people with the mentality that that's all that they need to do.
Yep.
And they're not going to be, the chances are the majority of them aren't going to be in your business for months and years over.
I think you guys should go the opposite way.
I agree.
This is hard. Like working out is hard. We make it easy or like something like that.
Meet them where they're at.
Now, here's the kicker to this. Agencies who have a way they do things, this is what's working, right? Like you should run this gym, will undoubtedly wash their hands of any result if you make changes to that program. Well, it's your thing. I can't commit to any of this. And now you get this again. Well, you changed it. I didn't. That's not our copy.
Us versus them type of thing.
And then we're screwed again. Mm-hmm. So like, what is the solution? I think the solution is you work with an agency that you trust, that is willing to look at your business as what you deliver and craft an offer that both teams agree on, will both get cost per lead to a point where it's healthy and drive in people that will commit to your long-term memberships, and both teams are playing together against the KPIs that you both agree on. Like that should be the case.
Correct.
But in these factory mill agencies, wash, rinse, repeat, what I run for you is what I run for everybody. You're never going to get that. And if you start making changes, they wash their hands of any result because, hey, I don't know. Like, you know, I can see it. I don't know if that's the case.
Sure.
But I could see that to be true.
Well, one of the things that you could do to test is, you know, when you speak with those agencies, are they an agency or are they a single tactic strategy? Because most quote unquote agencies they don't have the ability to do anything other than the one play that they're bringing to the table that they've gotten some people results with. Mm-hmm. And by time that, again, agency runs that play, builds some level of success across a handful of clients, then they decide to start marketing themselves, the chances are that tactic has already run its cycle. Mm-hmm. And so by time you're being hit with the agency's ads to use their service, the thing that they're selling to the gyms, I mean, there's agencies right now still pushing six-week challenges as the key to success. that's been around for what, 7 years now, 8 years plus?
I don't know.
It's not new to the marketplace. It doesn't change. It's not going to give you any different, you know, you're not going to differentiate yourself or stand out any different than anybody else. But that's all that they rely on. That's all that they know. If you bring what you, you know, if you bring your business to that agency, they're not even going to take your business.
No, they're going to sign
and
you.
That's where I would say, if you're shopping agencies, if you're looking for somebody to run your marketing, be careful of those agencies that have one tactic and one tactic only.
Now, I want to be realistic with gyms. If you start finding agencies that you can do the stuff that we're talking about, they're not going to be $1,500 a month. They're probably going to be $2,500 or $3,500 a month, which then prices you out. So like, you're in this conundrum between cheap and fast, or custom and more expensive, and who knows the results. And so like, gyms then just go back to default and back to where we,
because
where
we started assume, covering. Because we assume more is better, and it's not true, right? More is more, right? So if an agency is offering free over here and you can get 200 leads in a month, now you got to sift through and get rid of the tire kickers, find the people that actually want to join your program. And then from there, who are the few that are going to stick around beyond the short term, whatever that was advertised, mm-hmm. versus a tried and true campaign where we're bringing in a evergreen style offer to the marketplace. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is how everybody gets started in our business. We're trying to look for that lifestyle client. The intent of those two people to stay in a program are different. The ability to pay for the program was probably different.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things from the left to the right that once they enter your business become very clear over time. But we as gym owners just think that more leads is all we need, and the more leads, the better. I would much rather take a handful of higher intent prospects than, you know, 10 that I have to convince to come stick around.
Well, that's the yin and the yang of this whole thing. But having other mediums and poles in the water really is the solution. So you don't have to just rely on the agency. You've got all these other things that you're doing that are bringing in 2, 3, 5 consultations per month in, and you're not so reliant on one medium, one channel, one Zuckerberg, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they slap you or shut down your ad account, whatever, and you're not out of business. So take this as a lesson. You know, get out there and run different mediums, test, run different offers. See which one's the best. And then when you do have a winning campaign, hit the gas on that one. Hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.